Welcome to Women Talk Tech, the podcast for business professionals committed to advancing women in the tech sector.
Hi, everyone. Marie Weiss here, host of Women Talk Tech. And in 2023, we have a really exciting project that we want to share with you. That's why we're taking the time today to record a very brief podcast to get everybody on board. It's a bit of a celebration of Women Talk Tech having recorded over 100 podcasts, but more importantly, it's an opportunity to share with our community a very important subject that's near and dear to my heart. And that is the idea of ambition. Where are we at in 2023 when it comes to ambition, the way we look at our work-life balance, and where we're going, not just as women, but as a society? I know it's an ambitious topic to tackle, but I think it's one that's really important, and it's something we want to talk about because in over the 100 episodes that we've recorded for Women Talk Tech, almost every interviewed person we've had on the podcast has mentioned that women will only apply for new roles and move forward in their career when they feel they have 100% of the skill sets, while men will do it at 60%. This theme came up over and over again, and it got the team at Women Talk Tech thinking about ambition and what it means. I want to take you back to 2004. I don't know what you were doing in 2004. Maybe some of you were in school. Maybe some of you weren't even born yet. But I want to share with you something that happened to me and the idea that I had back in 2004. In 2004, I had already been in the workforce for 15 years, and I considered myself a very ambitious person. When I looked back at what I had done in those 15 years, I'd been a press secretary for a federal cabinet minister. I'd been director of communication for a large federal professional association. I had worked for a large Canadian bank and been promoted 3 times within 24 months, including taking on a role as part of the U.S. bank, which had me flying back and forth between Canada and the U.S. every week. I then went to my first entrepreneurial job as a vice president in sales and marketing at a software firm. I helped them raise close to $25 million to build out our business plan. But of course, in 2001, with the dot-com meltdown, not only did things not go well, I lost personal money that I had invested and the company had to be sold. I experienced a lot in 15 years, including getting married, having 3 children, and dealing with a major health condition, which had me go through very serious operations twice in the course of 12 months. When I look back on all of that, I really think that the concept of ambition has changed. I think that what we were dealing with has dramatically changed. During the 80s and 90s, women were being conditioned to have it all, but we were still significantly underrepresented in the workforce. We were not, at that point, getting the promotions, getting recruited the way that men were, and the demands of our career, family, and marriage meant that something had to give. Even if we weren't choosing some of those things with respect to children, marriage, or other personal life choices, there was always this underlying tone about what ambition meant and what it meant to be ambitious. In the tech sector, this was particularly true. We were seeing declining numbers of women entering the sector. And even pre-pandemic, the numbers were still only between 21 and 23%. And we were starting to see a decline as people were leaving the tech sector. And it really made me start to think about this idea of where we're at today. The pandemic gave us all a reason to pause. And it helped us adjust to how we were working. We ended up working from home. We ended up being confined to our communities. And I think it made all of us reassess and readjust. Females have had a lot to deal with in the workforce in the last 10 years. And I'm really curious to know what ambition means in the 2020s and beyond for women. So we thought that the most important thing would be to launch a survey this year and talk to people about this. Back to in 2004, I launched an organization called Ambitious Girl. And the idea was to bring women together who could mentor and coach each other. At the time, I was also starting a business, and another series of things happened to me. I still was able to bring 40 women together who, over the course of the year, talked to me about what they needed as they thought about ambition and where they were going in their career and work life. I'd like to recharge that and talk to women about where they're at now. What is ambition? Why does it exist? How does it exist in your life? What does it mean today for you? And does it still matter? These are all questions we hope to get to in our important survey that we'll be launching in January 2023. We hope you'll take part in the panel discussions we'll be hosting, the people we'll be interviewing, and the survey which we're putting out there for everyone to take part in an anonymous way and tell us, what does ambition mean to them? Please join us in sharing the survey, taking part in the survey, and being on board so we can share this important conversation in 2023 and get more women into the tech sector. Thanks so much. I hope you'll be on board.